This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Michael Yan, war correspondent, my colleague, is in Panama City. He's been there this last week observing the phenomena of the Great Migration. Michael reported a week past in the zone between Colombia and Panama. The break in the Panama Highway means there's a jungle to cross. You either cross from a peninsula to a peninsula and then walk through to where the Pan-American Highway ends, or you walk through the jungle from the Colombia side. There are people pouring through there from all over the world. Michael named a Nepalese he saw standing waiting for his friends, people from Congo, people from the Middle East, all over, not just from Central America, not just from South America, everyone. He especially was heartbroken to see a young Haitian family, a mom and her two children, plunge into the Darien Gap, not knowing the dangers there that are horrible. But this week, we're in Panama City, and Michael and his colleague have been observing the refugees as they reach Panama City. Say they're successful getting through the Darien Gap. They're in a big city now where Michael is. What happens next? How do they get to the American border in the north of Mexico? Michael, a very good evening to you. You're week in Panama City. Where are you now? What do you see out your window? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening from Panama City, Panama, John. I'm in looking out my high-rise window here. I can see the moon is a waxing gibbous, which is very important for migration. It's 98% illumination. Tomorrow night's full moon. I'm always watching the moon when I'm in war zones or anything like this that has to do with migration because the moon is key. And so I was just down – well, as you know, I was up in Texas and New Mexico at the border and also in the northern part of Mexico there for a while. Then I shot down to Colombia. Colombia, South America, as you know, is on the northern part of South America. Refugee or migrants, let's say, from around the world, they fly to South America to places where they can get in, for instance, to Brazil or Chile. They'll go to these countries because they can't fly directly to Mexico. So we're talking about, for instance, people from India that can't get direct visas to the United States or people from Nepal. Just all over Africa and Afghanistan and, you know, out there in Asia, they will fly to South America. And then some spend quite a bit of time in South America, even, you know, it can be months. It can be that Haitian family that you mentioned with the 16-year-old girl named Medese and her brother named, he's 12 years old, named Miguel. They spent a couple of years in Chile, and then they went up through Ecuador. So they learned to speak Spanish, actually, because they're from Haiti. They speak French. They came up to Colombia, and then I met them on the edge of the Darien Gap. As you know, where the highway ends there, the Pan Am Highway ends in Panama down at Yavitsa. I was just down there as well on the Panamanian side. And then there's about 60 miles of just wild, lawless jungle that no four-wheel drive can possibly get through, not even a James Bond four-wheel drive. It's just straight-up jungle. And it's law of the jungle, too. I mean, many people die out there. So I met that family up at the northern part of Colombia as they were entering the Darien Gap. And that's where, you know, a lot of people disappear, including, you know, they go out there with, I made video of everybody who went into the jungle through a town called Capargana on one day. It was, you know, many people from all over Africa and also from Cuba and Haiti and some of the other islands, they were funneling right up through there into the jungle. Many were wearing even sandals, which is ridiculous. We're talking 60 miles of mountains, very steep mountains, muddy, hot, you know, rain, snakes, scorpions, you know, the whole works. And some are literally carrying infants and children they had to hold by hand. They're so small. Children often emerge, the ones who make it into the Panamanian side without parents because their parents have died out there, been killed or something. And some people will pick up some migrants will pick up the children and bring them into the Panamanian side. Panamanians will put advertisements in the paper for a while looking for their parents. And so often the kids are so young, they don't even speak a language yet. They don't know where they're from. They don't even know their names. And so if nobody has claimed the children after some period of time, they just give them a Panamanian name and put them into Panamanian schools, and that's it. They're now Panamanian citizens. And others, they will hold for periods of time in camps in Panama, and then they shuttle them north. I don't see refugees all over Panama City like I saw all over cities and towns in Colombia. In Colombia, you will see just migrants everywhere from all over the world. And especially at nighttime, they come out heavy prostitution, including very young girls, just everywhere. And it's right in front of everybody, right? Because prostitution is not actually illegal. And there's, very young girls that probably 14 years old out there, openly prostitutes on the streets in Colombia, Venezuelan girls, girls from, the islands and all over, just all over the world. And so, it's a very terrible situation that's being created by HOP, the human osmotic pressure that is a positive pressure, pushes people out from actual war zones. But many of the people that are coming in, I've been to their countries, right? I've spent more than half of my life in other countries outside of the United States, and many years in Asia and whatnot. And so I've been, when I meet Nepalese people out there, I met some Sherpas a few weeks ago down in Colombia. And I've been right to where they're from because I had, spent a year in Nepal, right? So I can immediately walk up and say namaste, and we start talking and that sort of thing. I met a Sikh man out in the jungle at Darien Gap, and I saw him up in the jungle above me, and I said, Sikh man. And, he probably was pretty surprised. Some random white man in the jungle walks up to him and knows he's a Sikh, and I said, are you from Punjab, right? He said, oh, yes, I'm from Punjab, because I've been to Punjab out with Sikhs quite a lot. So I know where they're coming from. They're not all coming from wars. For instance, there is no war now in the Punjab. There is no war in Nepal right now. There's many people are not fleeing from this human osmotic pressure. They're not always running from something. The red carpet has been rolled out by the current administration in the United States. So there's the other side of that human osmotic pressure, the negative side that's drawing them in, not just a vacuum. It's not just a vacuum, but it's a, you know what we're doing. I mean, we're giving a, free pass and the Willy Wonka gold ticket. I mean, and so, or at least that's the perception.
Yeah, that is the perception, Michael. Let's get them to Panama City. All right, you're in Panama City. You're looking at a full moon tomorrow night, meaning there's going to be good walking at night up in El Paso. But they're in Panama City. Where do the Panamanian authorities keep the refugees who make it this far, and what happens to them next? I understand you were able to look into a refugee camp this week.
Yeah, we droned it. We went there twice and tried to get in Panama. We're talking about down in Darien province, which is just north of the Darien Gap. And they wouldn't let us in twice, so we droned it and took Chuck Holton droned it with his drone, and we saw it from above. But now what they're doing now in Panama is they're not flooding the Panamanian streets with migrants. They're not all over Panama City like they are down in Cartagena and Colombia and that sort of thing. They're very afraid of, for instance, the virus here. Everybody's wearing masks. They shut down Panama more than San Francisco was shut down. This place was locked tight on the virus. The borders were completely locked. So now they've opened them up again this month. And so now they're rushing them through. They take them into the camps down there in Darien province. They put them on buses, and then they take them up to the Costa Rican border, and then they usher them over into Costa Rica. I'll be heading up there very soon and there at the Costa Rican border, I should be able to get much more access to the migrants as I did down in Colombia.
All right. So the Panamanian authorities want to move the migrants through Panama. Do they charge them money, or is this different than the human traffickers?
Oh, there's clearly a huge business with this. For instance, down in Colombia, first of all, you have to pay to get into Colombia one way or another, whether you come through Ecuador or you're coming over or maybe just sliding over through the Venezuelan border. As you know, there was just fighting over there again, and probably nightly at this point. But, more continue to flood into Colombia from Venezuela. And every step of the way, people make money. For instance, on the boat ride, From from the sort of mainland of Colombia up to Copacabana is about a 90-minute boat ride. So everybody has to pay for that. So the human smuggling train is not just coyotes. It's also taxi drivers, you know, boat drivers, people. Once they go into the Darien Gap, everybody gets robbed. Chuck Colton has interviewed people emerging from the Darien Gap for years. He says every woman that goes through is raped. And so by the time you come out the other side of Darien Gap into Panama, you're penniless, right, and raped.
And the Panamanian authorities in charge of Panama City, they know this is happening, and they move the refugees through Panama City as fast as possible. Is that what you're seeing? This is very organized from the point of view of the Panama government.
Oh, yeah, and this is well known. The Darien Gap dangers are well known for
right.
It's kind of, you know, out of sight, out of mind, because you can't just drive down to Yavitza, which I did. If you look at Yavitza, look at the Darien province and Darien in Panama. Look at it on Google Earth. You'll see it's that one Pan Am highway that goes down to Yavitza
right.
And then ends at Yavitza. And you can't just drive down there as a tourist, but I did because Chuck Colton is a resident here with a resident ID card. So we went through the checkpoints and went straight down there. And so, yeah, they don't want them in Panama. They don't, but they do want to make money off of them. They don't want to keep them in Panama. We could stop them at with political pressure, we could stop them at Colombia. We could stop them at Panama because there's the border right there out in the jungle. There's no way to get through the Darien, through Colombia without the Colombians knowing. There's no way to get through the Darien Gap without going through some very narrow chokeholds. And there's no way to emerge from the Darien Gap into Panama without going through some very...
Let's look forward, Michael. You're in Panama City. They're headed to Costa Rica on their way north from Costa Rica to Nicaragua. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you what your plans are next. You're moving north as the refugees are moving to the American border, which is a complete overwhelming nightmare right now for American policy. Oh, a nightmare. No answers. You know this. I'm going to ask you when we come back, what do the refugees, what do these people in the Great Migration, what do they think they're going to find when they get to the American border? Michael Yon, he is a war correspondent. He's in Panama City. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.